Yeah, I think for some of you who are coming week after week, so it seemed to me that it's the same message God is bringing to us, a king raised, and also doing the wrong thing like the other kings. And the exercise for me is to pay close attention to the additions, because the Lord doesn't really repeat something just like that. And so in every text that seemed to be a repetition of things, there is extra. And here we have a king in the north. So who came to reign when Ahaz, king of Judah, was in his 12th year. And so Hoshea, son of Elah, we are told, became king of Israel in Samaria. And he reigned 9 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, but not like the kings of Israel who preceded him. And so here we encounter that this king was not described like other ones, which means that the walk is different, isn't it? Even though the people who have done things wrong, also there are degrees, you see, before the Lord. And we see that this man, even though he did the wrong thing, but he was not that really. He's still bad, but he was not like the other one. So what does that suggest? That suggests that there will be also people who are better than him, which means that God actually is able to help people to please him. He guides, he helps people when the expectation is that everything will be bad. You see, God is able to help you to be the exception. And so this faith is needed, isn't it? So when, like we talked today about how heavy it is in Victoria, it's true. But even with this heaviness also, people can find freedom, isn't it? God can grant us freedom. We can go through this thick cloud through God's help, through his grace. And that is the faith that we need to have. Because if you give in to that notion of thickness and darkness and how the enemy is so strong, we will come under his influence, because that is his riches, us confessing his power and his dominions. And instead of boasting in the dominion and the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has defeated even death itself, and whose spirit is able to give us life, even when we are struggling, even in the midst of the things we have just said, there were great testimonies, isn't it? Even today, God is speaking to people like Wang and others. You see, Susan. See, so God speaks. And so this man, he did this. So Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, came up to attack Hoshea, who had been Shalmaneser's vessel and had paid him tribute. But the king of Assyria discovered that Hoshea was a traitor, for he had sent envoys to Su, king of Egypt, and he no longer paid tribute to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. So here, this might be the issue, part of the issue. So when God, in punishment of God, of his own people, he allowed them to pay a tribute to the other king, and they can continue with that. And I think because he was doing that, and then he was granted grace from God, because anyway, God is punishing them to pay tribute to other people. And we will see that God even will further the punishment. But here, instead of trusting God, he wanted to trust the king of Egypt. You see, so he didn't rely on the providence of God, because he could have just come, because he's weak. And yet he didn't submit to the plans of God. We will see the people of Israel, they were promised that they do not have to rebel against the Babylonians. They will have to go to exile, because if they don't go to exile, they will vanish. they will be destroyed. And so the exile was the mercy for them. And sometimes in God's economy, it was coming under powerful kings to enslave them to just make some agreement. You see, some sort of agreement to just give you a little bit of air to breathe. Even they can leave you as a king, but pay tributes, and you can continue doing your own thing. And so that was a big mistake from the king of Israel. And so therefore, Shalmaneser seized him and put him in prisons. See, from bad to worse, isn't it? It was bad to worse. So that is what happens. And so when he didn't listen, so the king of Assyria, he put him into prison, he seized and put him into prison and laid siege to it for 3 years. In the 9th year of Hosea, the king of Assyria captured Samaria and deported the Israelites. So now, from being a vessel and imprisoned, and then now taken all together to a foreign land. And so that is what happens. And then we in verse 7 that we didn't get to read. Thank you. We save your time, Michael. That was not my intention, but I thought that. So all this took place because the Israelites had sinned against the Lord their God. You see, that is always. So when there is an expression like this, a phrase like this, is so important that we pay close attention to. Not the Lord God. No, it's the Lord their God. You see, it's the Lord their God who has shown them goodness. Even like the writer would tell us what the Lord has done. Who had brought them up out of Egypt from the under the power of a Pharaoh, king of Egypt. You see, the other day I was praying, or I was reflecting, and that came out in my prayers. That God would have given, if he wanted to give Israel a separate country in Egypt, God would have done it, isn't it? So it's easier for him to curve a part of the land and fortify it. And so no matter how much or how hard the Pharaoh tries to overthrow these people, they wouldn't do like what is happening in Israel now. You see? So it's a small country there, but it's just like staying there, you see, fighting all these Arab countries. You see? So God could have done it that way as well. But God didn't want his own people to worship him in a foreign land. In a land of sin, that was what really Psalm 137 says. You see, beyond the rivers of Babylon, we sat and we hung our harps and our instruments of praise. And we wept because our tormentors, you see, they asked us a song of praise, you see, to our God. And we said, how can we sing the song of Zion in the land of sin? You see? And so God didn't want them to stay in Egypt, but he brought them out so that they may worship me. So to show, to prove that he is God. And that is why I love Exodus 19, isn't it? God was reminding them always that, remember what I did to you. I brought you out of from Egypt with the eagle wings. With power, I soared high with you. No one could reach you. And so even something the Egyptians have attempted, but they couldn't. So I brought you out, and you forget this. You worship other gods and follow the practices of the nation the Lord had driven out before them. This phrase will always. So it's always God who is our God. It's always what he has done for us. That should make us love him more and more and be mindful of where we have been brought from. And then to be worshippers and God, to be our very God, a God that we can hear like what we heard today. A God who can extend our lives. A God who can give us a days to praise him. Because the Bible says that the dead shall never worship you, but the all who are living are the one to worship you here. Because in heaven, it is a different world altogether. Is the restoration, full redemption, everything. So this is what happened. The Israelites certainly did things against the Lord. The Israelites secretly did things against the Lord, their God. And again, secrecy, disobedient, They have sinned against the Lord their God, who did them every good. They did things secretly. This is a very, really important thing in our walk with God. And it's one of the areas that Christians really struggle in. Secrecy, having your private plans, having your own opinions, and so having your own provision, you know, doing your own things, and you think that God is not seeing these things. God sees everything. God sees everything. And the thing that he disproves, if you do them, he will call them out. He will expose them. So this is the character of our God. And so they were doing secret things secretly that they thought God was not seeing. From watchtowers to fortified city, they built themselves high places in all their towns. They set up secret stones and Asherah poles on every high hill under every spreading tree, a very high place. They burn incense as the nations whom the Lord had driven out before them. So what is it? Why is it so important for God, for God's people not to be not to do things like the other nations? Because the separation that God has made. So the change of our nature, the change of our titles, even our lifestyle. You are the light. I preach today about being the light of the world, the salt of the earth, you see. So the Lord, because you are so different, and you are supposed to be the source of the blessings for the people in whom you live. That is the reason. That is why I see this. So God can take all the glory. You remember even that passage, you say like, and then people will see your good deeds and come and glorify your Father in heaven. You see? So God's desire is his people show his glory by their conduct, by their worship, how they worship him, and then by how they walk before him in holiness, not doing secret things and not just pretending. And so having their own things. So these people, they did wicked things that provoked the Lord to anger. They worship idol, though the Lord had said, you shall not do this. The Lord warned Israel and Judah through all his prophets and says, God looking back and say, like, this is the standard I have made. And this, and always there will be a standard for God. And so they did this. And then let me go to this next chapter just to give us a clue why. Why chapter 18 brought in another king? When this man was brought up, Shalmaneser, when God was talking about Hezekiah, king of Judah. If you go to chapter 18, verse 9, you will see why Hezekiah was contrasted with this man. And I'm intending just to spend another 6 minutes. Why God, here through the Holy Spirit, while he was speaking about Hezekiah, king of Judah, brought in this man when the previous chapter talked more about Shalmaneser. Then in verse 9 we are told, in King Hezekiah's fourth year, which was the seventh year of Uzziah, the man we are talking about, Shalmaneser, that was the king who came and attacked him, isn't it? But it's King Hosea we are talking about, so I should have made that clearer. Shalmaneser is the Assyrian king who came and attacked this man, Hosea. So, in the fourth year, which was the seventh year of Hosea, son of Elah, king of Israel, Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, marched against Samaria and laid siege to it. At the end of 3 years, the Assyrian took it. So Shalmaneser was captured in Hezekiah's sixth year, which was the ninth year of Uzziah, king of Israel. But later on, when Sennacherib attempted the very thing that Shalmaneser did, he couldn't succeed. He couldn't succeed. Why? Because we are told in the third year of Hoshea, son of Elah, that is chapter 18, verse 1, king of Israel, Hezekiah, son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign He was 25 years old when he became king. And he reigned in Jerusalem 29 years. His mother's name was Abijah, daughter of Zechariah. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father David had done. He removed the high places, his match, high places, something the previous kings, both of the north and the south, never done. So he did that. So they say, oh, even if a king did something good, they said, but the high places were left there. But actually, he came to the heart of the things, the heart of the worship. And so he addresses that. And so this man, he removed all the high places, he smashed the sacred stones and cut down the Asherah poles. He broke into pieces the bronze snakes Moses had made for up to that time, Israel. So he tied himself with Moses, and so he kept the law, he kept the word of God, and he obeyed him. Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. He trusted in the God who brought them out. And so there was no one like him among all the kings of Judah, either before him or after him. That is what I want to say. You see, so he was brought here to be contrasted with this man. And so what is this to do with us here in our day and age? So the John says that when the Holy Spirit comes, he will guide us to all the truth. It's so difficult and impossible to please God through our own strength. That is why Jesus said, it is better for me to go, because when I come, the Holy Spirit comes. When the Holy Spirit comes, he will enable you to please God. He will give you the desire and thirst and for hunger, for righteousness, and for godliness. And he will give you all the courage and the boldness to reject your sins and to stand against it and to condemn it to death and to be bold and to be strong to walk with the Lord your God. Even if things are so hard and are so difficult, you will hear about this next Sunday morning, God's willing. The last watch, isn't it? Jesus coming, the last watch. You see, so here we are told, when the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the truth, comes, he shall guide us. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, comes. He will guide you into all truth, not half truth. He will enable you to please your God. He will inspire you to remove the things that will stand on the way, that will really cut off your fellowship with God. I think that will give Satan a foothold. And this is our God. So when it was looking like so difficult for Hosea to please God, it was not too hard for Hezekiah to please his God, because he knew this is where life lies and protection from the enemies. We shall have more time to reflect on Hezekiah, since the Bible says there was no one like him before or after. So it's worth spending time studying the life of this man. When the Holy Spirit comes, he will guide us to all the truth. Trust the Holy Spirit. Invite him into your life day and night. Against the sight, against the things that we see, God is able. Today, as I was preaching, my sister was sitting there. She had a terrible night. And then in the morning, some late ladies, she's not that well. I've been praying. The enemy is just fighting this dear sister of mine. It's a godly young woman who knew the Lord intimately, who knows the Holy Spirit so much. And so she got up and she prayed, and God gave him his strength to come to church. She couldn't come last week. And so as I was preaching, just the Lord inspired her to just bless me in many ways. And then as I was standing out with her, she said, the Lord has just spoke to me. And I said, I'm praying for you. When the Holy Spirit comes, he will guide us into all truth. Let me pray. And I